Now, if you look at verse 36, it talks about a characteristic of the papacy that is perhaps the premier characteristic of the papacy. He's going to do according to his will. He's going to exalt himself. He's going to magnify himself above every god. He's going to speak marvelous things against the God of gods, and shall prosper till the indignation be accomplished. Brothers and sisters, if you take your concordance and you look at the indignation takes place at the end of the world, the seven last plague time period, the return of Christ time period. That's the prophetic identification of when the indignation is accomplished. And the assembly that was put together during the French Revolution time period lasted but a few short years until Napoleon came on the scene, and then piece by piece he totally took that apart. It didn't last but a few short years, let alone last until the seven last plagues time period. But does the papacy last until the seven last plague time period, the return of Christ time period? Absolutely. Now, this self-exaltation. I'm going to back up for a minute because I want to recommend something to you, and you'll be blessed by it if it's important to you to follow this subject through. In Bible prophecy, the powers of Bible prophecy are always portrayed in consist of a twofold nature, a political and a religious. And this political and religious nature of the powers of Bible prophecy, many people don't focus on that. I would recommend to you our study on Revelation 16. We take a little bit of time to discuss that. I'll give you an overview of that here and now. The story of Lucifer in the Bible says that he wanted to do two things if you look very closely. He wanted to set up on the throne of God, and he wanted to set in the sides of the north. If you do a concordance study, a throne identifies the political authority of a power, and the sides of the north identify the focus of religion, the true religion. Satan wanted to rule over God's political kingdom and his religious kingdom. God is sovereign over all things, but he is also the one to be worshipped. Satan wanted both of those, and this political and religious aspect of God's kingdom is what Satan is seeking to counterfeit. And this story of political and religious is found in the very beginning of the testimony of Babylon. And in the Revelation 16 study, which you can get through us if you haven't looked at it, we take a little time to show that when